This is John Batchelor, conversation with Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, about the news that the International Criminal Court has moved to indict two Russian generals responsible, it is believed, for shelling and bombing the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, the largest power plant complex in all of Europe. There is also the news that the Russians are proposing to restart the plant. That is dangerous. It is also dangerous to shell or bomb a nuclear power plant that is active or even inactive because of the spread of radiation. Right now, the question is, does the U.S. support the International Criminal Court to move against these Russian senior officers and those responsible for some of the destruction at Zaporizhia? Unknown. Henry Sokolsky answers in careful detail. Here's Henry Sokolsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Do the Russians have a right to bomb and shell a nuclear power plant in a combat zone? And what is to be done?
It's said nothing. And I suspect, unless it's prodded, and I don't know, maybe we're beginning the process of prodding by talking about it. We don't know if the lawyers at the Pentagon will oppose, ignore, or support the warrants. And the reason that's important is there's a precedent. Earlier, there was an effort to issue warrants against Putin for crimes against humanity in that he targeted lots of innocents. And the Pentagon lawyers, true to their colors, absolutely opposed sending any intelligence that we had to support the warrants. Biden actually, I think, did the right thing. He said, sit down, send the gosh darn intelligence, and we did. So the question arises, if we did that, and I think that was sensible, what are we going to do in this case? Are we going to sit it out, ignore it, support it, or oppose it? Jury's out.
More of this later.